part of the resolution is actually longer than that. Staff and the family have asked if they could read back some of the paragraphs that I skipped over, so we'll briefly have that.
The staff wants to do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hi, I'm Holly Lundborg. I had the honor of working with Ranjit. I'm going to do this as well as I can. We feel it's really important that the whole thing be read so everybody knows, excuse me, how important he was to us. Should we read the whole thing or should we start with where we left off?
I'd like to read the whole thing.
Okay. We're going to start. It might take a few minutes, but it's a true tribute of a man who is well-loved. The members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank the family and friends of Dr. Ranjit Singh Gill for helping to make possible his 24 years of dedicated, productive service to the people of the state of California as a defender and champion of water quality.
Whereas in December 1983, Ranjit began his service to the people of California when he was employed by the Lahontan Regional Water Board to run the laboratory at the South Lake Tahoe office. For more than 11 years, he served as chief of the Planning and Toxics Unit, managing 14 different programs and completing a comprehensive update of the Lahontan Basin Plan. Among his numerous accomplishments at the Lahontan Regional Water Board, Ranjit was instrumental in initiating progressive non-point source control measures and region-wide wetlands protection program, securing funds to clean up the Leviathan mine, leading the design and implementation of a highly innovative biphasic treatment system at the mine, beginning the Watershed Management Initiative program, helping to organize the Tahoe Regreen program, and getting Mono Lake designated as an outstanding national resource water.
In September 1999, Ranjit transferred to the North Coast Region's Timber Harvest Division, where he led the Headwaters Unit, during which time he initially assessed the regulatory, physical, and political issues associated with water quality protection on Palco lands, and ultimately summarized and recommended to the Regional Water Board methods by which water quality and beneficial uses could be restored in 5 severely impacted watersheds. His efforts inspired residents to tell their stories at numerous hearings and to not give up on regulatory agencies, and inspired staff to stand firmly behind water quality. Behind water quality protection regulations. He argued that the Water Board in California have the authority to require dischargers to monitor the effects of their land management activities on water quality, including pre-project monitoring, as later affirmed by the California Supreme Court.
In November 2000, Ranjit was promoted to the chief of the Watershed Management Division, where he led the completion of the Gualala, Matole, Salmon, Scott, and Shasta TMDLs and inspired the development of the Klamath River TMDLs. In addition, he led staff to pursue new and comprehensive approaches in basin planning, including and initiating and guiding the regional excess sediment policy to ensure protection of the waters of this region from excess sediment, guiding staff in the development of the anti-degradation amendment, the beneficial use amendment, the stream and wetland system protection policy, adding protection for precious streams and water wetland beneficial uses in this region, and leading the board in the adoption of the Native American culture and subsistence fishing beneficial uses, the first in the state of California, thus ensuring environmental justice and further protecting the waters of the state.
Ranjit was our colleague, our teacher, our mentor, our friend. Ranjit mentored staff on the laws and principles of water quality protection, providing gentle guidance, while sharing his love of the resources he worked so hard to protect. Ranjit's door was always open, and he was radiant when giving advice and teaching his staff about the core concepts underlying water quality policy and law.
Ranjit's masculine presence, his striking hair, turned-up mustache and beard, handsome flowing attire, gemstones, and his strong, beautiful hands always caught people's eye whenever he entered any room. Ranjit is the only stylish soul who would dare to wear white pants and silk shirts while performing field inspections.
Ranjit strove to protect all staff in the office from those who showed disrespect, going so far at one public meeting to rise heatedly in defense of one of his staff, acting much like the warrior he was.
Ranjit could lose a report after receiving it for the third time. This perhaps could have been avoided if he had a knack for email and the internet. He did not. He preferred a hard copy.
Ranjit used the sounds of V's and W's interchangeably. He would say encouragingly to his staff as they sorted through mountainous reports, "We will rise the veil on the science." Ranjit playfully tolerated staff's imitation of his wonderful accent.
Ranjit loved to talk, and it often took at least 20 minutes to hear him tell his two bits. Upon hearing Ranjit's two bits, one often also heard the entire history of the topic at hand. Ranjit's melodious voice could soothe a baby and calm a room of angry stakeholders. We long for that melodious voice, giving us his two bits and gentle guidance.
Ranjit went out of his way to express his appreciation of staff, regularly advocating awards for worthy staff. Ranjit diligently pushed the personnel system to recognize with equal pay the contributions of environmental scientists. Only Ranjit could get a cheesecake for approving vacations. Ranjit's affectionate nicknames for staff, Slick, Tommy, Freddy, etc., will continue to be used. Ranjit loved his staff, and his staff loved him.
On three separate occasions, Ranjit received the state's award for outstanding supervisor. Ranjit was farsighted, innovative, kind-hearted, and professional. Ranjit had grand visions and knew exactly where to guide policy to improve water quality. Ranjit inspired staff to think outside the box when tackling difficult technical and budgetary problems.
Ranjit reminded all that to discharge to waters of the state is a privilege, not a right, and was committed to projects that would have a positive impact on water quality, regardless of the difficulty surrounding that project, how long it might take, or how much political opposition there might be. Ranjit could instill confidence in the public as the proverbial optimist.
Ranjit was steadfast in taking on challenging and complex water quality protection projects, always with a smile, a twirled mustache, and a sword. He went out of his way to hear from all sides in resolving an issue and give all parties ample opportunity for resolution. However, when this did not lead to resolution, he often quoted the 10th Guru and stated, "When all reasonable means of resolving a dispute have failed, the use of the sword is pious and just."
Over his 24-year career, Ranjit made numerous trips to and from board meetings up and down Highway 395 for the Lahontan Board and Highway 101 for the North Coast Board, telling us wonderful stories about his childhood and homeland in Punjab, how he came to the United States with $7 in his pocket, and how he had his hair cut for the very first time.
Ranjit reminded many that life is not a dress rehearsal and lived his life accordingly. He greeted everyone with a warm smile and a cheerful attitude each day. He never missed an opportunity to laugh and to make his friends and colleagues laugh. Ranjit taught us all that enjoying a lunch of fresh, lovely prepared food and an excellent bottle of red wine on a warm, sunny day is an important part of a happy life. Ranjit had many friends that would have liked to celebrate his birthday with him. However, Ranjit claimed he did not know his true birth date nor his true age. He was truly timeless.
Ranjit is survived by his wife, Diane Gill, his two daughters, Ranjinder and Jamnajit, and three brothers, Gurmeet, Indermeet, and Inderjeet. Ranjit's love for his family showed in his face, filled with pride, when he talked about his daughters and their intelligence and beauty and potential, and when he talked about his dreams for the family's future.
It was Ranjit's mind and heart that makes him so fondly and lovingly remembered and deeply missed. Therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, and on behalf of staff, convey their condolences to Ranjit's family and express their sincere appreciation of Ranjit's distinguished service to the people of the state of California.
Thank you, Gil family.